It's great to be with you again today. And yesterday we wrapped up our lengthy and valuable discussion of the gospel found in Romans chapter 1 and verses 16 through 17. Did you know that you can get that whole series by downloading podcasts of God Is free of charge from the WEZ website? Just go to www.590amtheword.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and all of the past episodes of this broadcast will be listed there, and you can get caught up or get a refresher anytime, any day. You should check it out. My prayer is that these podcasts will serve as a helpful resource for you and for friends and family you can recommend to God Is. If you have any comments or questions about this, email me today. Just send your note to Mark at markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A-S-W-A-L-L-O-W.com. And I'll be happy to reply to you right away. Please write to me today. God Is also on Facebook and Twitter. It's God Is, W-E-Z-E. That's God Is, W-E-Z-E. So if you're on Facebook or Twitter, like the page and follow God Is. I post there most days. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, I'm going to begin a new series, God Is Merciful, and I'll be directing us back to the Gospels and the life of Christ. How did Christ demonstrate God's mercy? If you need the compassion of Jesus Christ, and or you know someone who does, please invite them to join with you as together we begin tomorrow to learn that God is merciful. That starts tomorrow, Wednesday, June 13th, right here on God Is. We all require the mercy of God in our lives, so why not get a hold of a friend or family member who really needs this voice of compassion, the voice of Jesus in their life right now? Invite them to be with us for the broadcast, or if they're busy at this time, direct them to the podcasts on 590amtheword.com. Reach out to someone today and invite him or her to listen tomorrow. You know, we're living in a world that really lacks mercy. People are just not merciful to one another. And so all around us are people, men and women, young and old, believers in Jesus, unbelievers who have thus far rejected Christ, people of different colors and cultures, people just like you and me who are hungry and thirsty for somebody to show them mercy. And God is merciful. But do they know that? When we read the life of Christ, we very quickly see in his earthly ministry that he again and again offered people mercy. Jesus is merciful. And I believe that sweet, loving compassion of Christ is much needed in our society in the days in which we live. And the Christ follower can offer the mercy of our Lord to people who are starving for it. So our study in the days that follow will be a great blessing to people who hear it. Spread the word. Right here on God Is Daily on WROL and WEZE, we'll go down deep into the gospel and meet Jesus, who is God, as he tenderly demonstrates for us the mercy of God. And in preparation for the start of the series tomorrow, I want to invite you to do something else. Find your copy of the Bible and read the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. The New Testament opens with Matthew, then Mark. So open to chapter 1 and read verses 14 to 45 of Mark. It will not take you long, and as you read, look for common words or themes. You could ask yourself this question: what do I notice about Jesus? Is there something Jesus keeps on doing in Mark chapter 1, some repetitive action? I invite you to prepare for tomorrow by reading Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 45. And I certainly hope that you will do this. If you do not own a printed Bible, then you can get the Bible online by going to BibleGateway.com on your web browser. That's BibleGateway.com, and then type in Mark 1, 14 to 45. I always use the New American Standard Bible, the NASB, the New American Standard Bible, NASB, and I use that version because it's the most accurate translation from Hebrew and Greek, the original languages of the Bible. If you'll read Mark 1, you will get more out of our discussion, which commences tomorrow, on the mercy of God. If you are a believer in Christ, will you join with me in prayer for this upcoming series? And if you're tuned in today and you do not yet have faith in Christ, then let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, thank you that every day we get to spend this time together with you and with one another. I thank you for each and every person tuned in right now, and I ask that you will come and meet with us. Thank you for your word to us on the pages of this Bible, and thank you for revealing God to us. And thank you for your mercy. You are a merciful God. Psalm 86 says, "You, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious." And in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul writes that you are a Father of mercies. I pray for people today who require your mercy. We all require your mercy. I know I do. And I think also of the prisoner, the parent doing their best with their children, the sick and those afflicted with a disease, even a fatal disease. I think of the spouse in the midst of a divorce, the poor who do not yet have enough to meet their most basic needs, and the person who is about to lose everything, hitting bankruptcy. I think of the person struggling with depression, the anxious soul, the wandering man and woman searching for some kind of meaning and purpose in life. All of these people need your mercy. Lord, I pray for our upcoming discussion together. Will you lead us and will you guide us, please? As we open your word to the Gospels, beginning with Mark, illuminate the text for us. Give us eyes that see and ears that hear what you want us to see. Be with friends and family who we will invite to listen. Comfort us with your words and actions. Give us faith to believe in you and challenge us too. If we're along as Christ followers, then convict us of how we have not been merciful to others, even though you have been incredibly merciful to us. Draw us into repentance and sorrow for our lack of compassion and make us more like you. Thank you that you are a God who hears our prayers and answers. And please, O Lord, answer me. Amen. There are a couple of other matters that I want to discuss with you today as we transition from our series in Romans 1, verses 16 through 17, back into the Gospels and the life of Christ. First, summer is here, and isn't that amazing? Very soon, we will be halfway through 2018. I recognize that during the summer months, many of you will travel at some point or otherwise be out of your usual routines. So this, plus a rather heavy study, a text rich in theology, Romans 1, that we just finished yesterday, means that I now want to transition us back towards something that is a little bit more pastoral. Now, all good Bible study is theological, and by using the word theology, I simply mean the study of God, or learning who God is. So we will continue to learn who God is, but diving into the life of Christ, I'll be able to address more of your felt, shall I say, practical needs. And as I've said, I'm going to start with the mercy of God, and then move on from that onto other perfections in the life of God that touch our lives on a daily basis. That's what we will do for several weeks this summer. I just wanted to give those of you along here regularly a feel for what is upcoming. And if you've been listening to God Is, can you do me a favor and drop me an email and let me know? I'll repeat my email address in a bit, and Karen will be along to repeat it at the end. Just drop me an email and let me know that you're out there listening. And if you do, I'm going to send you a gift. I'm going to put it in the mail to you right away, completely free of charge. It's a little book that's outstanding. It's called A Gospel Primer for Christians, Learning to See the Glories of God's Love. It's by Pastor Milton Vincent. It's a very thin book, but this book teaches us to rehearse the gospel every day. The gospel that we have been learning about in Romans chapter 1. It teaches us to preach the gospel to ourselves every day. Certainly, if you're a Christian, you'll want to have this. But even if you are not, write to me today and I will send you along a copy. And those of you who have yet to trust in Christ will very much also benefit from reading it. It's a gospel primer for Christians and it's yours for free if you'll write to me today. And when you write to me, can you be sure to include two things? First, include your mailing address. You need to include your mailing address so that I'll know where to send the book. But second of all, can you tell me how you listen? Is it through radio or is it through the podcast? Now, I know you get this invitation to write from all of the ministries that you listen to, and perhaps you let it pass you by because you think that your note wouldn't make much of a difference. You're busy anyway. But I tell you, your note does make a positive difference. I will find it very encouraging, and like you, I also need to be encouraged. Now, I'm not asking for any money. I'm not asking for any financial support. I'm just interested in you and I'd like to know that you're tuning in. So write to me this week, include your mailing address and how you listen, and also include any prayer requests that you might have. The second matter I want to discuss with you concerns my availability to be with you in person in the month of August. August is coming up, believe it or not. I'll be in the Boston area that month, and I am free to do some speaking if you'd like, perhaps at your church or camp, or perhaps to a small group Bible study that you have. Maybe you belong to a church that's looking for a pastor. Maybe you are a pastor who would like to take a break during the month of August, but you need someone to come and fill your pulpit. I am available to do so. So should this be of interest to you, write to me today and we can discuss it. Just drop me an email and let me know where you are located and what dates you have in mind and what you would like me to speak on. Tell me a little bit about yourself as well. I'll write back and then we can work on the details together. This will be for the month of August 2018, and I'll give you the Sunday dates. Those are August 5, 19, and 26. August 12th is now taken, so the remaining Sundays available for me are August 5, August 19, and August 26. My email address is mark@markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A-S-W-A-L-L-O-W.com. It will be a real joy to meet you face-to-face and to discover how I might serve you this summer. There's so much about the living God that we need to discover together, and so I'm looking forward to continuing to be with you on a daily basis at this same time, Monday through Friday. And in addition to that, it will be great to get an email from you so that I know that you're out there. And for those of you who would love to meet me in person, contact me, and let's get together in the month of August. I definitely want to encourage you not to hesitate to read Mark chapter 1 before tomorrow and to invite others to be with you as we learn that God is merciful. I'll see you tomorrow right here on God Is.